You just heard Parcells with the tune Games of Luck, recorded live in Paris. And right now you're listening to Prince Josh with Bring the Beat Back from the release Moth. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative with civility, not hostility. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. To learn more, visit informyourcommunity.org. Sponsored by Inform Your Community.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Right now you're listening to Lauren Flax and the tune Return to Love from the release Liz and Lauren. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Return to
Heard Durante with the tune Remedy featuring Running Touch. Rampew before that with Harmony from Bubble Bath Trance. And right now you're listening to Ryan Martin with the tune Awakening Skies from the compilation Artists to Die For Volume 1. I'm DJ Firefly. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT.
stay down, down. We'll be right back.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Music for your inner robot.
Currently listening to Joe Bellingham and Diana Ratsamari with Oil in the Water featuring Paul Gaffney. Before this, Miguel Scott and Blue Shift with Broken Layers. And up next, I'll have Jason Merle with The Love I Get, the Johnny Fiasco deep dub.
I appreciate that. appreciate you all the love and support I get. Because at the end of the day, man, don't nobody owe you nothing. Nothing. And so I don't feel like any self-entitlement from anybody or anything. Man, I'm just here to make as much good music as I possibly can. I said all I got to say.
Thank you.
Heard Eli and Fur with Where I Find My Mind, the Valero mix. That's from Follow the Dark Remixed. Before that, Jason Merle with The Love I Get, the Johnny Fiasco deep dub. And right now you're listening to Satoshi Fumi with the tune Eternal Refrain, the Stelios Vassilatus remix. I'm DJ Firefly. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you want to get in touch with me, or if you missed a show, feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Marley. You listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know, go Steelers.
Donald Trump is suddenly scaring many people. He said on the Clay and Buck show, I know, that he will consider potentially Tucker Carlson for his vice presidential running mate. That's not even necessarily the craziest thing Trump said during the interview. Take a listen to this.
Would you consider Tucker Carlson on your VP list?
Oh, wow.
I want to give you a hypothetical here. You're a big sports fan. You know, like, Nick Saban's going to retire at some point. And if you talk to the athletic director at Alabama, he would say he has a list. So would Tucker Carlson be on your list of potential VPs? And how many names might be on that list as you sit and look and survey the political field?
Well, first of all, you know, I did my first, you could call it counter-programming, but I won't call it that. But Tucker wanted to do an interview during the first debate. And I think you know, because this is what your business is, we broke every record.
Monster audience.
In history. Yeah. I think it just hit over 300 million people.
Now, remember, that is obviously untrue. And we've talked about how Twitter has juiced their system of tracking to make it so Trump can say that. But of course, it's not true that 300 million people watched his debate with Tucker Carlson. It's patently absurd.
But it was for that evening over 207 million. It then got to 275 within a day or two. And the biggest ever was Oprah's interview with Michael Jackson, which was 125 million.
Right.
So we almost doubled it. Now, who would have thought that was going to happen? The debate, the last debate they had, had the lowest audience in the history of presidential debates.
That's true.
I don't know if you know it. And I think the one tonight is not, it's on tonight, and
yeah.
I don't even talk about it.
Would you consider Tucker, though, that they based on the
I numbers? Like Tucker a lot. I guess I would. I think I'd say I would, because he's got great common sense. You know, when they say that you guys are conservative or I'm conservative, it's not that we're conservative. We have common sense. We want to have safe borders. We want to have a wall because walls work. You know what, Ron, I used to say about walls? I'd say wheels and walls. Everything changes.
All right. So then Trump goes off and ranting into other things. But he says he would consider Tucker Carlson. Now, what's fascinating about this is that Tucker Carlson was revealed to have said horrible things about Donald Trump. He referred to Trump as a demonic force. He said he despised him passionately. And now I guess everyone pretends like that didn't happen. And Tucker's interviewing Trump and they're doing the whole dog and pony show of normalization and everything else that we saw. It's very strange, but also it's extraordinarily horrifying that Trump says, yeah, I would consider Tucker Carlson for VP. Now, Trump was also asked about his indictments. And it's actually sort of interesting what he says. Let me play this for you.
I was always of the opinion that a thing like this couldn't happen. In other words, you protect your former presidents. It's, it's terrible thing to go after a former president, other than if you're in a banana republic.
And a possible a future
thing.
President as well.
And
which
a possible,
to,
yeah, it's possible.
Do you think they would put you in jail, and do you think that would benefit you?
I don't know. I don't want to say about benefit because I don't want to predict that. But would they, if they could? I think they would do it. Yeah, I think it's not beyond them. I think these are very deranged and angry people.
So Trump says, you're supposed to protect your former presidents. You're supposed to protect the former presidents, not go after them. Trump is saying he should be immune from consequences if he does illegal things. That's what he's saying. He's not arguing the facts. He's simply saying, I thought you protected your former presidents. He wants carte blanche. He wants license to commit crimes, to shoot the proverbial or real person on Fifth Avenue, as he has said before, and to have no consequences. The entire point of establishing and upholding a rule of law is to apply it to everyone.